Edward Mendelsohn reads from Mark Ford's selected poems, a few of his own selections from Frank O'Hara.
This is justifiably more or less everybody's favorite Frank O'Hara poem. And again, I think it turns out to be so much deeper than I had recognized, and just as enjoyable. In fact, it becomes far more enjoyable when you see that it's a formal elegy as well as the wonderfully entertaining poem it is. And the first line, of course, is "Lana Turner has collapsed." Lana Turner has collapsed. I was trotting along and suddenly it started raining and snowing and you said it was hailing. But hailing hits you on the head, hard, so it was really snowing and raining. And I was in such a hurry to meet you, but the traffic was acting exactly like the sky. And suddenly I see a headline, "Lana Turner has collapsed." There is no snow in Hollywood. There is no rain in California. I have been to lots of parties and acted perfectly disgraceful, but I never actually collapsed. Oh, Lana Turner, we love you. Get up. This is a poem called Anxiety, which it struck me when reading it because it turned out to be almost the same in mood and tone and plot and structure to a poem by the poet whom I think was least like Frank O'Hara among his contemporaries, and that's Philip Larkin. Philip Larkin's poem High Windows is one I think is worth hearing in the background while reading this. High Windows was written some years after this, and Larkin certainly had not read this poem, so it is two very different, apparently very different poets coming to the same plot and the same theme. It's called Anxiety. I'm having a real day of it. There was something I had to do, but what? There are no alternatives, just the one something. I have a drink. It doesn't help, far from it. I feel worse. I can't remember how I felt, so perhaps I feel better. No, just a little darker. If I could get really dark, richly dark, like being drunk, that's the best that's open as a field. Not the best, but the best except for the impossible pure light, to be as if above a vast prairie rushing and pausing over the tiny golden heads in deep grass. O'Hara wrote a lot of poems, and Mark Ford's selection seems to me to be as good as we're going to find for a long, long time, but there are still some good poems that aren't in there. And one that I like very much, partially because of its technical skill, is Cohasset. Series of very short lines and with tremendous skill in managing the interplay between the meter and the meaning. Cohasset. I see you standing there on a rock in my light mind, your body smiling as a tern plummets and gulps fishward from hot rocks to freezing water, clamoring up, swooping down, golden like last year, always golden. Your tender eyes pull me into the water like a lasso of seaweed green, and I fall there. The huge rocks are like twin beds, and the cove tide is a rug slipping out from under us. This is the last poem O'Hara wrote. It's called Little Elegy for Antonio Machado. Now your protesting demons summon themselves with fire against the Castilian dark and solitary light. Your mother dead on the hearth, and your heart at rest on the border of constellary futures. No domesticated cemeteries can enshroud your flight of linear solarities and quiescent tumbrils, vision of the carrion, past made glassy and golden to reveal the dark in all its ancestral clarity, where our futures lie increasingly in fire, twisted ropes of sound encrusting our brains. Your water, air, and earth insist on our joining you in recognition of colder prides and less negotiable ambitions. We shall continue to correct all classical revisions of ourselves as trials of ceremonial worth and purple excess, improving your soul's expansion in the night and developing our own in salt-like praise. This is a poem that's partially a joke on Rilke's poem Aus einem April, from an April, in which the shape of the poem looks like Rilke's poem, but the meaning of it rushes away from Rilke and more or less makes the point that, that Rilke was being an aesthete while O'Hara is interested in the relations among human beings. The tree that Rilke writes about is something that gives feelings or gives aesthetic feelings to Rilke, but O'Hara has the tree as something connected closely to the way in which human beings think. And the opening line, "We dust the walls," is a kind of joke version of "Wieder duftet der Wald." The wood is again fragrant, as if translated by someone who didn't know what the German meant. "We dust the walls, and of course we are weeping larks, falling all over the heavens with our shoulders clasped in someone's armpits so tightly, and our throats are full. Haven't you ever fallen down at Christmas? And didn't it move everyone who saw you? Isn't that what the tree means? The pure pleasure of making weep those whom you cannot move by your flights. It's enough to drive one to suicide, and the roofs are falling apart like the applause of rough, long-nailed, intimate, roughened by kisses, hands, fingers more breathless than a tongue laid upon the lips in the hour of sunlight, early morning before the mist rolls in from the sea. And out there, everything is turbulent and green." This is one of O'Hara's essentially catalog of saints here. To the film industry in crisis, "Not you, lean quarterlies and swarthy periodicals, with your studious incursion toward the pomposity of ants, nor you, experimental theater in which emotive fruition is wedding poetic insight perpetually, nor you, promenading grand opera, obvious as an ear, though you are close to my heart, but you, motion picture industry, it's you I love. In times of crisis, we must all decide again and again whom we love, and give credit where it's due, not to my starched nurse, who taught me how to be bad and not bad rather than good, and has lately availed herself of this information, not to the Catholic Church, which is at best an over-solemn introduction to cosmic entertainment, not to the American Legion, which hates everybody, but to you, glorious silver screen, tragic technicolor, amorous cinemascope, stretching VistaVision, and startling stereophonic sound, with all your heavenly dimensions and reverberations and iconoclasms, too. Richard Barthelmess as the tolerable boy barefoot and in pants, Jeanette MacDonald of the flaming hair and lips and long, long neck, Sue Carroll as she sits for eternity on the damaged fender of a car and smiles, Ginger Rogers with her page boy Bob like a sausage on her shuffling shoulders, Peach Melba voiced Fred Astaire of the feet, Eric von Stroheim, the seducer of mountain climbers' gasping spouses, the Tarzans, each and every one of you. I cannot bring myself to prefer Johnny Weissmuller to Lex Barker. I cannot. Mae West in a furry sled, her bordello radiance and bland remarks. Rudolph Valentino of the moon, its crushing passions. And Moonlight too, the gentle Norma Shearer, Miriam Hopkins dropping her champagne glass off Joel McRae's yacht and crying into the dappled sea. Clark Gable rescuing Jean Tierney from Russia, and Alan Jones rescuing Kitty Carlisle from Harpo Marx. Cornell Wilde coughing blood on the piano keys while Merle Oberon berates Marilyn Monroe in her little spike heels, reeling through Niagara Falls, Joseph Cotton puzzling and Orson Welles puzzled, and Dolores Del Rio eating orchids for lunch and breaking mirrors, Gloria Swanson reclining and Jean Harlow reclining and wiggling, and Alice Faye reclining and wiggling and singing, Myrna Loy being calm and wise, William Powell in his stunning urbanity, Elizabeth Taylor blossoming, yes, to you and to all you others, the great, the near great, the features, the extras who pass quickly and return in dreams saying your one or two lines, my love, long may you illumine space with your marvelous appearances, delays, and annunciations, and may the money of the world glitteringly cover you as you rest after a long day under the Klieg lights with your faces in packs for our edification, the way the clouds come often at night, but the heavens operate on the star system. It is a divine precedent you perpetuate. Roll on, reels of celluloid, as the great earth rolls on.